grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Rick James!
Chris Fowley.
Are you there, Chris?
Yeah, Fowley? Hey!
Chris Fowley on the phone line coming through nice and strong, mate. You're sounding healthy.
Oh, right. That's the one. Yeah, very much so. All recovered, kind of. And good afternoon. G'day. How are you guys going?
Well, good afternoon to you as well, and g'day also to you as well. All the way from BFM here. Whereabouts are we calling you from?
I
am in the lovely Waitakere Ranges, enjoying the haze and smog that I can see filtering over Auckland, courtesy of the Aussie bushfires. And I guess it's tempting to say if they grew more hemp, this wouldn't be happening. But it's certainly very hazy out there, Auckland. Be safe, you know, don't be breathing in all those fine particulates. Go get yourself some nice cannabis vapour instead.
Fair enough, sit inside the aircon for a minute.
Yeah, that's the one.
What's going on in the media to do with the cannabis dac leaf, Chris?
Well, there has been a few interesting things this week. One of them was if we start with the medical side of things, we had a visit this week where our officials and a few MPs, I believe, had a visit this week from one of the head honchos of Canopy Growth, which is the biggest cannabis company in the world, based out of Canada. And they were here to say, don't be skeptical, politicians. Patients are suffering,
right.
and you need to roll with it and roll up with it, and embrace medical cannabis because there's a lot of potential there. And he was very careful to say medical cannabis is not a disease modifying agent, i.e., it's not a cure necessarily for anything. It may or may not be, but we just don't have that research available yet. But what it is it helps people with their symptoms for a huge variety of conditions. And the number one symptom that people are using it for is pain relief, and number two is sleep, and I think number three is anxiety. And I personally can vouch for all of those things.
Yes,
and as I said last week, when I was convalescing in hospital there with my broken body, broken pelvis, in fact. I used it for all three of those reasons, and my CBD. And in the hospital, I checked it into the medicine cabinet there, and the nurses dosed me every day, and it was certainly very useful for that. And got to say, qualify that with, I do actually have a prescription for it, and anyone
that,
is able to, in fact, get that prescription. Pardon?
Just on that, Chris, on the prescription side of things, is there a directory of doctors that are, like, loud and proud about cannabis? Where you can, like, kind of, like,
Unfortunately not, no, because doctors don't want to be kind of listed in these directories, of them don't.
Right.
And just as they might get inundated with people who might not be legitimate, who might think that they're a soft touch, they might also be a target for the anti-crowd.
Right.
And you only have to think of, for example, doctors who are into who have different attitudes around birth control or abortion, and they do kind of come under a bit of fire from mostly from the antis.
Let me say
there's a bit of that with doctors of just not wanting to be too publicly associated with things.
We can bypass bypass that, Chris. If anyone wants to text in that if they know a doctor that they're using that's that is okay with cannabis being on their menu, text into 53955 and we'll shout them out. That's kind of one way to go about it, right?
That's exactly right, yes. And certainly here in Auckland, we're very lucky in that there are two doctors who are out there. One of them is in Herne Bay, and I forget the name. I think they're either called Cannabis Clinic or Green Doctor. I can't quite remember which.
That's it.
But they're pretty easily to find on the internet. If you search Herne Bay, I think they're on Jervois Road. So that's quite close to the city. But the number one prescriber in all of Australasia is out here in West Auckland, Dr. Graham Gulbranson. He's an amazing fellow, and he's presented at a lot of conferences and things, both here and internationally. And anyone can go see him, book an appointment. His website is cannabiscare.co.nz. And great guy. And, if you need to get yourself some CBD, in fact, any GP can prescribe that now.
So
your own regular doctor can do it. But if they won't, then go see Graham.
Well, he sounds
and Graham can
so
also
know,
then in
you
turn...
Know, at least you know what, you know, whether or not you actually need it or not, right? If you go to someone that experienced, that's kind of good.
That's exactly right, yeah. And often your own doctor might need a little bit of hand-holding just through that process.
Yeah.
And that's what Graham can do. So you can go see Graham first, and then Graham can then from there make contact with your doctor and talk to them about it and just reassure them that everything's legit and all that kind of thing. So it's a really good thing that anyone can do.
Yeah. Chris, someone has just texted in saying that the Herne Bay doctor is called Dr. Green.
Yes!
Of course. I'm not sure they are, actually, but yeah, okay. Yeah, that could be their code word, eh? That's their on-air code word. That'll do. Yeah, and just in terms of medical as well, things are progressing with the medical cannabis scheme that's going to be coming into effect in December 19 is when the rules come into place, but the full scheme will be about 6 months after that, sort of getting towards the middle of next year. And just in fact, there was some consultation for the industry was due yesterday, and that was on the shelf life and stability testing. So we gave a bit of feedback on that and just making sure that it's fit for purpose, that it's not just... rules that are applicable to pharmaceuticals. That's great if they are a pharmaceutical, but we might need slightly different rules for things like bud and, you know, flowers and oils. They might often have a slightly shorter shelf life or not be subjected to such high temperatures and things, whereas pills and tablets and that, they want them to withstand 40 degrees because people put them in their car or have the sun on them and things like that. So whereas bud and that, if you put that at 40 degrees for 6 months, you know, I mean, I don't think any herb would really withstand that kind of temperature. You would just end up with something really horrible. So that was our main feedback, was just making sure that it's fit for purpose. But you know, they're really chugging away. There's not much time left and they've got a lot of work to do. So it'll be really interesting what comes out in December. But, you know, we're expecting good things. And speaking of other good things, yeah. I'm not sure if I'm really allowed to announce it, but I'm going to do it anyway. We've just had approval to, at AUT, Auckland University of Technology, I have as I've mentioned a couple of times, I have a medicinal cannabis company called Zecan, and we have a partnership with AUT to develop medical cannabis products and do a whole bunch of research. And we have just had approval to have a postgrad paper being taught next year at AUT. Wow. So this will actually be one of the first in the world. I think there's only one undergrad paper in the world right now. So this will be a first right here in Auckland. And so if people have got some interest in that, then stay tuned for the proper announcement. But, you know, you heard the sneak preview here first.
Chris,
hopefully I was allowed to say that.
What does a postgraduate paper entail in this discipline?
This is going to be focused on the science of medicinal cannabis. So to get into it, you will already have to have a science degree and you'll have to be enrolled in a science postgrad course. And this will be covering everything from the cultivation, extraction, formulation, dose delivery. You know, it's all-in-one kind of paper. And then if we get enough interest in that, then the following year, so 2021, if all goes to plan, it will expand to a full master's degree.
That's and exciting for anyone who wants to be on the cutting edge of something brand new, sort of.
Exactly, really yeah. Exciting. And there's so much research to be done, you know, that we need people to be taking these courses to do that research and also to be training up a workforce so that all these medical cannabis companies out there that are forming up, they need qualified people, you know, and not in some, you know, vaguely related thing, but let's create the coursework so that people can have qualifications that actually meet what the industry needs.
Qualified New Zealanders, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the good thing. It's providing a service for our locals, in a sense. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And speaking of locals, so if we just flip over to the referendum side, there was an interesting report that came out of Massachusetts, where it's legal in America, and it found that just in the first year of Massachusetts legalization, they sold, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of cannabis in terms of the tax revenue and things on it and the amount of workers. If we equate that to New Zealand, I did some rough calculations. Based on their figures, if we had the same kind of model, we would end up with $400 million in sales and 5,000 jobs created in a legal cannabis industry. 5,000 jobs based on our population if we had the same kind of model as Massachusetts had. So, you know, that's really interesting. And, of course, a lot of the discussion around the referendum and around medical is around business and money and these sorts of things. And that's not necessarily the main reason to do it. It's a reason.
But in my mind... Money gets people pissed off.
Yeah, money talks, eh? Money talks. But, you know, this is our big opportunity to do it right. You know, we can create a law that only serves business, or we can create a law that puts people first. And that's really where I'm coming from. So I've mentioned it before, but I've designed a model called Choice. It's Choice with an S, cannabis, hemp, opportunity, investment, and social equity. And if you go to the website choice.nz, you can read all about it. I created a Facebook page for it too, which is also ChoiceNZ, Choice with an S, don't forget. And what we're trying to do there is really create a model that where everyone wins. So it's not just big business, but everyone wins. And people who don't even use cannabis are still going to benefit, because the model redirects investment into where it's needed. And it keeps those benefits onshore instead of going overseas. And it levels the playing field by wiping criminal records and encouraging small operators to be involved, and so that you don't need to have millions and millions of dollars to get involved, but anyone can. And people can see the benefits around them, because they can see those cannabis revenues going back to where it's really needed.
But ultimately, it's just a human rights issue, actually, for me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all it is. It's just a plant that goes in the ground. Just let me just get on with my life.
That's right. And crucial to that is the right to grow our own as well. So it's not just about, as I say, locking up a market where you know, the rich, the big alcohol and the big booze companies are taking it all, but the ordinary folk, if they want to grow their own, they're allowed to do that. And other thing that's interesting that's come out of America,
you're
and
the
actually
other thing. You're always the other thing. Thing.
There's one other thing. You don't get much out of there, but there's one other thing. And that's Trump. Trump today, right? He had a meeting, yesterday.
Okay, let's hear about
Trump.
Yeah,
I know. Groaning already. But hey, bear with me. Trump today, or might have been yesterday, I can't remember. He had a meeting over the vape crisis, right? And everyone's been aware of this, where there's been some unregulated, illicit vape cartridges that have been associated with quite a few deaths in America.
Damn it, I want it to be that all the vaping's creating small water clouds everywhere and it's raining more often than it should. But, okay, carry on.
That's another unintended consequence. Yeah, well, they're saying this could be this ingredient called vitamin E acetate that people are putting in. But what's really come out of this is it's the unregulated illegal vape cartridges that are associated with it. It's not the ones that are being sold through legal markets that are tested in laboratories.
Right.
So that's really important to recognize. When you legally regulate things, they are safe. And when you push them underground, they're not. And in fact, Trump, this was the big thing, is Trump had this meeting with the vape industry, at both for and against, people that are trying to ban them and people that are trying to regulate them and people that are trying to stay the same. And he's at this meeting talking like one of us, which was just astounding. He was saying, you've got to legalize it, you've got to regulate it. As soon as you ban it, push it underground,
man.
It makes it safe.
He's a businessman.
They'll just be shipping it in from Mexico with all the other drugs.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is a bit of a breakthrough to have a president of America, especially someone like him, say this sort of thing. But I've got to say, I wrote a blog at the beginning of this year, Cannabis Crystal Ball Gazing for 2019. It's on the daily blog. And I actually called it back then. I said Trump, by the end of this year, is going to legalize cannabis, or he's certainly not going to stand in the way of it. And here we have this MORE Act that I mentioned last week, the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Bill that's going through the U.S. Congress right now. It's very historic because it's passed the first reading. And I don't think he's going to oppose it. That's what I picked at the beginning of this year. I think this bill is going to pass. And I think...
Ran out of credit?
And horrifies me to think that I'm on the same side as Trump on something. But there you go. There it is. It's a strange world that we live in.
Chris, we have to go. We have to play songs on
the show.
Very
good.
As well.
Great talking with you guys.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Always
take it easy
to
out
hear
there.
From you.
We'll touch in next week.
All right. Cheers. See ya.
Bye.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.